This is Radio, and you're listening to Ambani & Sons by Hamish McDonald, read to you by Anil Mani. Acknowledgements. The Ambani story grabbed me as soon as I landed in India in December 1990, for what turned out to be an enthralling 6 years, and it still has me in its grip, long after my assignment in New Delhi ended. Dhirubhai Ambani embodied all of the revolutionary capitalism that sympathetic and impatient analysts within the prevailing Western paradigm believed was lurking inside the Indian economy, pressing to be released from bureaucracy. The turbulent election of 1991 resulted in a government that set about unleashing this spirit across the economy. To me, this was the crucial narrative of modern India, behind the more immediate news-making events like caste conflict, Hindu nationalism, Islamist movements, and insurgencies in Kashmir, Punjab, and the Northeast. Ambani had already pushed out the subservient position reserved for business to the point where he had a well-earned reputation as a maker and breaker of governments and of political and bureaucratic careers. With the economic reforms giving greater access to domestic and global sources of finance, his Reliance Group redoubled its rapid growth towards Ambani's target of becoming a petroleum giant. My position, reporting for a leading business magazine, gave me a ringside seat and, initially at least, personal acquaintance with Ambani and his two sons. Inevitably, the glowing picture of an entrepreneurial hero, so beloved of business magazines, took on more light and shade with detailed study of the Ambani and Reliance story. Still, the relationship of government and big business emerged increasingly as the missing element of popular and academic writing about contemporary India. This book is the result. It started with a push from Robin Jeffrey, then of La Trobe University, Melbourne, aided by Marika Vixiani of the National Centre of South Asian Studies, Jenny McGregor of Melbourne University's Asia Link, and the late Ken McPherson of Curtin University's Indian Ocean Centre for putting together an ad hoc friendship to let me start work. Later, Rodney Tiffin and Jim Marcellos of the University of Sydney helped with working space and advice. Navneet Dholakia gave me vital introductions to the Gujarati immigrant communities in London and Leicester. D.B. Patel of Leicester's Sri Sanatan Mandir took time out to guide me. Himmat Bhai Jagani, secretary of Sri Aidan Dipala in London, welcomed me to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?